Scarpins Audio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies' Night.
I'm Alison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to put some bloom in your gloom and doom.
Oh, there you go. Yay. There you go. I was wondering what this rhyme was going to be.
And we're going to do it with
the bloomiest.
Tom, I'm now in the wet ore and sticky bandits.
Yeah. What?
Oh,
because I'm wearing gloves, everybody. Yeah. Because I'm being very paranoid about the germs.
I picked up Tom today, and he gets in the car wearing winter gloves. And I was like, Tom, that's not going to help.
You know what? It will help my peace of mind.
Yes, and that's fine. And I appreciate that, and I will not knock that.
Okay.
But Allison gave me crap for it. It's not like those rubber, like, surgical.
But there's better than nothing. It's better than nothing.
Okay,
that's actually the motto of my life.
It's better than nothing?
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
Like exercise?
Yeah.
Doing something.
Doing something's better than nothing. You're right. If everything sounds a little different for this episode, it's because we are not recording at Starburns because Starburns is closed to a little thing called a pandemic.
Which we now know what that means.
You know what that means.
I've had so much more confidence talking about the pandemic now that I Googled
now
it.
I looked it up. So we are actually recording from the comfort of Maud's living room. Thank you,
Maud,
for opening
your
door.
We do have a roaming Zelda.
We have a roaming Zelda. Hi, we have a rogue podcat over in the corner.
He's here.
He's about to drop his next album.
He is.
We're all keeping 6 feet away from each other.
Pretty much.
And we're all drinking some white wine.
I kind of like it in here. This is comfortable. You have a great apartment.
So my roommate moved in and brought a bunch of couches with him. And we were like, there's room. There's room for
them.
There
are so many couches.
So we'll have them. And it looks like an AA meeting.
It does. It looks like we're doing this in like the basement of a church or
we
something.
We could comfortably fit, four on that couch, three on that couch, two on that couch, five on this, four on this couch. What's that?
That's way too many to have during the COVID pandemic, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
It's ambitious to think that I would have ever filled them up. So it's lovely that
you could put on like a little dinner theater in here.
Grace, guys, I'm going to clear up. not what you meant.
How is everyone doing?
Mold.
I'm coping mentally so well.
Are you really? How?
It's day six for me. So it kind of started on Friday.
Have you not left this place since?
I mean,
or not gone anywhere?
I'm taking Zelda around the block for walks and relieving and so that she kind of expunges some energy because she can get a little restless. And I've gone to the shops to pick up some supplies, but like not in a panic. And, you know, a couple of things here and there. I walk home with the groceries. Like I'm not stocking up trolleys. I have had a couple of 10-hour gaming binges.
Oh, wow.
Of what?
Dragon's Dogma, guys. It's my second playthrough.
Oh, nice.
So this game, it's open world. It's an RPG. I'm a badass mage. And you just wander around these gorgeous lands and then like out of nowhere. Okay, Zelda really likes you, doesn't
Zelda's
she?
Zelda's kissing
Tom. Sorry.
She really likes you.
I was footing with the dog.
Anyway, what I was trying to say was you go around like slaughtering cockatrices, griffins, ogres, orcs, and... Dragons.
You were making that list, and I was like, "Did she say dragons yet? Did I miss dragons? Dragons." Well, that's good. You're feeling okay with everything.
Can you give me some suggestions on what games to get? Because like, I want to download some, and like, I like open world stuff, and I was gonna get Borderlands 3 because
you should.
All right,
it's very much a shooter game though.
No, that's fine. I love shooter.
It's better multiplayer though.
Yeah,
well, because it's quite tricky.
We all need friends these days.
That's true.
So the best thing about to socialize is
what was
via
cool
games.
About Borderlands, though, it was a local co-op when there were no local co-op games anymore. But I think you could play it online. Don't quote me on that. Just keep making out with my dog. That's totally fine. I'm not jealous.
I miss local co-op games.
Right?
Like Portal 2 was one of the best local co-op games out there.
What?
I don't have those anymore.
Is that local co-op? Because I played that. Just multiplayer, like with another player.
What is local?
Oh, yeah.
Local co-op is like couch share.
Yeah, couch share. Yeah, you're on the same couch playing the same game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I played with someone who was not.
You can do that too on Portal 2, I think.
Got it.
Then you should be able to play I played through it sitting next to another human being.
I liked that.
Yeah. Tom,
great game.
You're doing good?
Besides
being completely bundled in winter wear on a 65 degree day in Los Angeles.
Guys, I'm paranoid now thanks to some specific people in my life make me paranoid about germs.
Okay.
That's
why. That's fine. Yeah. That's totally fine.
How are you coping with it?
Don't look this way because that's how the germs get you.
Oh, just looking?
Eye
just
contact.
Looking at Tom?
Hey, Tom, I licked that glass, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Maud.
That's why it tastes so good.
Thanks, Maud.
I was going to say something even worse than that, but
five of my fake nails have come off.
Man, this virus is affecting everybody,
yeah.
huh?
And
jeez.
the salons are all shut, guys.
Yeah, of course.
So I've had to find a nail polish that's relatively the same color. Already, I have stained my sheets. I have got it on in my dog.
Yeah,
like in her fur.
Yep.
I am not equipped.
We have to make tough decisions in these hard times, Maud.
The claws are being ignored.
Oh man.
So you and Aristotle both have nice colored nails right
now. His look legit.
Podcast has.
Enjoy this moment, Aristotle, because it is the first time that your nails will look as good, if not better, than mine.
Yeah. I will just not have painted nails till the end of the pandemic.
I know you're not wearing makeup either.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Meaning I look really good, right?
You look great. I love women without makeup. They look really good. I do.
I have, at this point in time, watched 66 plus one bonus episode of The West Wing.
Is that all of it?
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's what? Not even. It's half. Not even half of it.
That's amazing.
Wait, it's 7 seasons and it's 22 episodes in every season except for one season has 23
long
episodes. Well, yes, but they're only like 40 minutes because, you know, it was back when TV shows were on TV and had commercials.
Commercials.
Did you watch all those this week, you're saying?
Yeah, I started Friday afternoon. It's currently Thursday. I haven't watched any today and I didn't watch any on Tuesday.
Oh, you still got
that. So that's all day
in.
Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoon I watched 66 plus one. They had this one like special episode where they actually interviewed people in the government about what the show, how accurate the show was.
How accurate is it?
Very accurate. Also, it's fantastic. I know I'm 20 years late to the game.
Shut up, it was 20 years ago.
I think it came out in 98 or 99.
Yeah.
I think it came out in 99.
So you could, all right.
Yeah.
What are you doing in 99?
Not watching The West Wing, that's for sure.
She was.
Because it was like my mom's favorite show. Like, I remember my mom watching it.
Yeah.
And being like, this is a stupid adult show. And now I'm like, oh my God, this is so good.
American politics.
I get so excited seeing the like baby actors who appear on it. Like, Elizabeth Moss is Martin Sheen's daughter in season one. And she's a child. She's a young, I mean, she's like 19 or something like that. But she's so young. Maud, guess who showed up as a guest star in season 3? Dun, dun, dun. Come on. So many. Why would I ask you?
Shit.
Who do I love? I feel like I should know this too, right?
Who do I love?
Should I?
My dog, but that's impossible.
You showed up, Maud. You, a.k.a. Laura Dern.
Margo.
I saw her name pop up on the thing and I was like, oh my God, Laura Dern's in this. Mark Harmon has a great arc in it. It's so good. And so anyway, if you all are self-isolating like we are in Los Angeles and you need something to occupy your time, I highly recommend diving into The West Wing if you're 20 years behind like I am.
That's your recommendation? What's your recommendation?
Yeah. Well, I just finished finally watching McMillions, which I think, did we talk about it last week?
We didn't talk about it last week, but 2 weeks.
You guys have talked about it before I started watching it, so I liked that.
It's so great, right?
Yeah, other than that, I'm not really much of a TV person. I like movies.
Oh, all right. What movie did you watch?
I don't really watch much. I've just been like...
You're just not really an anything kind of guy, are you?
I'm sitting on my couch drinking alone with TV off. No. I mean, I'm drinking.
I'm like, Tom, at least FaceTime me. Have some
maybe I will.
Have you guys seen the amount of Zoom happy hours that have been happening?
Yeah.
You know, the Zoom, the like video service where you can have multiple video chats with people. A lot of people are doing like 5 p.m. Zoom happy hours.
Yeah.
So they can just like have a drink and socialize.
I've noticed that my phone call has dropped out if I'm roaming around. Like I was walking Zelda and I was on a conference call and I dropped out no less than like 9 times in 10 minutes.
Mine has two.
Yeah.
Who's your provider?
T-Mobile.
Oh, I'm Verizon.
Yeah, but like, because there's a congestion in phone calls.
Oh, wow.
And the internet's slowing down. I did a Skype call and the Skype would keep like, honestly, every 2 minutes would freeze up.
Oh, you were just saying that.
Yeah, they're encouraging Netflix to slow their streaming.
To stream in standard def, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're trying to.
Yeah, so it doesn't like crash the internet, basically.
Yeah. There's a huge increase in volume of usage on internet. And guys, if we don't have internet, that's when we're fucked.
Fuck, we
That's
when we
revolt.
I'll have to read a book.
I'm not like feeling stir crazy. Like I'm very happy that I have this show to binge through and it's giving me like a goal to get to and all that. But the last two nights when I go to bed and I lay in bed, I
dreamt about it.
No. I fully get anxiety about this entire situation. Like I start to have actual fear.
Try being away in another country to your family.
No, I know, Maud. I can't imagine. But these are the things that are like popping into my head. Like
it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's like, if it's 3% of the population, that's going to die from this? Like, that's 1 point something million American, more than
I think we did the math last week. It's like 225 million people worldwide or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what, 7 billion people in the world?
I know. But guys, I've already had it, so don't even stress.
You know what?
I hope you have.
I'm pretty sure a friend of mine and her husband have it right now, but they can't get fucking tested because they didn't travel to any of the places that are getting approved for testing, which is so dumb.
A friend of mine, he's Australian, he does have it, and he got tested positive. And the only reason why he did get tested, because he said he traveled to Australia 2 weeks before, but then he's done like a really great video series and he's documenting like life with corona and what it was like. And I kind of want to pass on the information because it's really good to have.
Please do.
Yeah, this selection process of who's getting tested and who isn't is bullshit.
Ridiculous.
Well, he said that he went to the LA Marathon and then a football game.
Oh,
and
my
he's like,
God.
That, like timeline wise, that's when he contracted it. So it had nothing to do with traveling.
Wow.
So he went to Cedars Sinai. He was waiting around for 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
They blanket basically ask everyone what the symptoms are. And if you have mucus or like anything like that, you get sent home. And then they start the process with who could be tested. He mentioned that he traveled. So he didn't get a corona test straight off the bat because there aren't enough.
Right.
So he got tested for influenza. And if it came back negative, then he'd get tested for corona.
So this is what my friend and her husband, she's taken all the tests possible except for corona, and her doctor's like, I am 95% positive you have it, but she can't get tested because she hasn't traveled to one of the places, which is insanity
America.
To me. Yeah, I know.
Welcome
but
to America.
Fucking the world.
Here's the thing. At this point, the only thing that really saves us, this is like how I've been living. We just need to assume that we have it. Everyone needs to assume that they have it because the way this thing spreads,
you had it,
you've been
Aristotle?
Around it. No. He's just agreeing with me. Assume that
you don't think you had it. I think you had it.
I'm sure.
Tell me about your symptoms, because like the symptoms are fever. I had that.
Yeah.
Headaches.
No, you. I believe you had it. I don't think Aristotle did.
Oh, you said you're mucusy.
He's mucusy.
You said TMI.
Yeah.
I was mucusy. But what's also happening is that this virus is evolving. So it's having new symptoms, and you can catch it twice. And
you
it's
can,
literally
yeah,
spreading
they
so
never,
fast.
They never
changing.
Said you'd be immune to it. That's something that sort of got out there.
Thing.
Yeah.
What do you think, Zelda?
Oh, yeah, Zelda.
Sorry.
Nice job.
I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you too.
Oh, thank you. You sound purely like a weird Tom.
I know.
But only when he drinks.
That's not Zelda's voice at all, Tom.
What would
then
Zelda
you do
sound
Zelda's
like?
Voice.
What's Zelda's voice? And guys, I'll have to post a photo on the Twitter so you know what my dog looks like if all you don't already.
I want
to
do it after Allison does it. I'll get another voice.
Zelda's voice is like this.
No.
Yes. So much closer.
So
I
much.
Do...
She's got a bit of a vocal
attitude.
Fry. Yeah.
She's an
and she's up and she is pretty and she is here for it. Hi.
My dog's also American.
Yeah, of
I rescued her here. It's so weird. I've got an adopted American daughter.
Oh my God.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
That should be a thing, like a green card. When you get when you adopt an American dog here, you become
automatic. I get
automatic.
To
live
here. You get to be a citizen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Zelda.
I
do
like
something
that.
For me.
Besides comfort and love me.
My understanding of Zelda, I always thought someone once said to me that because she's got the foofy tail and when she gets shaved, it looks like she's wearing thigh-high socks.
Ooh.
That she's a French maid.
Oh, you're a little French maid.
It reminded me of that cartoon with Pepe Le Pew, how he gets the cat and because she has the white stripe down her back and he automatically thinks that she's a skunk. And so he's like, I love you. That's me. I'm Pepe Le Pew in this situation, and she's the cat, like,
lay away
from him. I love you.
Well, at least we have to. I've legitimately started thinking, like, maybe I need to go get a rescue pet.
That's what they're
of
saying.
Some sort.
To do.
Actually,
just
don't
to have
do that. Foster. There are so many foster and dog rescues that there's no volunteers because they're not allowed on site. Euthanasia is higher than ever. They're literally destroying
Get
dogs.
Get out of here. Really?
Oh my God, I will absolutely do that.
There's
I actually know someone who fosters dogs, so I'll contact them so I can find.
This
is
the time to do it. A lot of the fostering rescue outlets are paying people to foster dogs temporarily.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's a senior one in particular that I've been looking at with senior dogs at the moment.
Yeah.
I would love to. Dom, can I get another dog? Let's find out if my roommate will let me. Because if it was up to me, guys, I'd be
a
crazy dog lady.
You have enough couch space for all the dogs.
Oh. Yeah, you do.
For all that. You could definitely have at least 15
And they're
dogs.
All alcoholic dogs.
They're all alcoholic dogs.
My name's Zelda. I'm an alcoholic.
All right. So last night when I was having an anxiety attack in bed about the end of the world, I went through and read all of our emails from wonderful listeners.
Nice.
And then continued to sob.
Real talk. What do your anxiety attacks look and feel and sound like?
Physically? For me, it's like a tight chest. Almost like I'm not breathing fully, if that makes sense.
And like you can't breathe?
Is it like I can if I think about it.
Okay.
But that's the thing. I have to like think to breathe normally. And it just is like that tight chest feeling, which I know is not a, I don't have COVID because it goes away once I calm myself down.
It's panic. Yeah, it's panic. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, because everyone has like a different version of it and I like to learn about it because if someone's going through it, I want to be able to recognize it.
Yeah.
A panic attack.
Yeah. Everyone has like a different versions of it.
Right.
And I don't know. I think everyone should be educated about it.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I've had a friend go through it and I didn't really know what to do. Mm. And I've had one and I've had friends that haven't really known what to do. And the best person ever, I FaceTimed my mom. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I had a panic attack. And I FaceTimed my mom and she directed me to go to the kitchen and make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And by instructing me to get the cup, because I couldn't breathe at all.
Yeah.
Like, really? I have a problem catching my breath. So it's like, and I can't actually get it back. And then the more you can't breathe, the more panic and hysteria you get.
You feel even crazier. Yeah.
And so it can actually exacerbate it to like a really dangerous capacity. And so, she's just go to the kitchen and I was able to do that. She'd get a cup, get a mug, put the kettle on, grab a tea bag. No. Another flavor, but like constantly put me through the motions.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why
I love that woman. Yeah.
It happens when I get into bed and stop doing anything.
Cause you're,
you know,
you're
I'm not focused on something. And then all of a sudden I was so, you know, as soon as they announced like we need to be like locked down and everything, like whatever. I mean, we're not on like full lockdown, but you know what I mean? Bars and restaurants are closed and all that kind of stuff. I was like, everything was like, we need to do this for 2 weeks and then we'll see how things go. And I was like, I can do this till the end of the month. Like I was like, I will watch West Wing. My brain has wrapped around this. And now that everything's coming out and being like, this is probably going to have to last a lot longer. Now I'm like, when do I ever see my parents again? Which is what you must feel like.
Look, I know, for an absolute fact. I love this woman. We have a great relationship. We cannot be under the same roof for more than 3 nights.
You and your mom?
Yeah. We could not be quarantined together. So I have peace in that. And I love the fact that the internet does still work. And like I'm chatting with my brothers. I'm chatting with my parents.
Yeah, I've definitely talked more to my family. Earlier. Yeah.
They're in bed with the dog as well. Aww. And I'm like, and I joked. And I was like, mom, dad, like, let's be real. You've been training your whole lives for the quarantine. And mom was kind of like, ah! Dad's like, we're fine.
No, my parents are super social. Like when they closed the bars and restaurants where my parents live, my dad was like, well, it's full panic mode here now.
Yeah, my dad's been playing like 30 hours of World of Warcraft for like since I was 19, so 5 years.
That's amazing.
Now that we're quarantined, I've actually been working out less.
Do you
I figure
like
no one's going to see me.
Because you're getting some Zelda.
That's true.
So actually, I can like, let my joints rest.
I was thinking about this. I would like to give a beauty tip for ladies out there. Actually, men too, if they want this. Yeah. Mom's not paying attention. She doesn't care.
Beauty tips? Are you kidding me? Yeah. I've got like Frankenstein monster's nails at the moment.
Because I get a lot of compliments on my eyebrows. And people are like, your eyebrows. And I'm like, the trick to having good eyebrows is like literally... Do not pluck anything with your eyebrows. Leave them alone for at least 3 months.
Oh.
And now you can do it, ladies. Don't touch your eyebrows. Like, if you want to do anything, trim them. Like, you can take scissors to them, but don't pluck them.
I have never had to trim eyebrows in my life. Well, I have such little body hair that I didn't pluck my eyebrows until I was, like, the last week of high school. My friend pinned me down. And she's just like, just here. And I was like, you can't see them.
But I'm saying like
blonde eyebrows.
If there's one that you want to pluck because it's out of place, like just trim it really close down. Like don't pluck it because it'll help your eyebrows grow everywhere. Plucking is what
eyebrows
makes
grow everywhere.
Yeah. See, Allison, everywhere. I'm gonna just really spell this out to you because I don't think you get it yet.
Okay.
I had to get a tattoo on my face.
You tattooed your eyebrows?
Yes.
Are yours?
Really? I had to get that done because I don't have eyebrows.
They did a great job.
They're blonde. Like I had to draw them on every day and I got sick of doing that. And I got
those
it done.
Who don't have to tattoo their eyebrows on.
Those are tattooed?
Yeah, it's like semi-permanent makeup.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and what they do, it's like, you know when you have like a bonsai tree and you've got like the little stone pit and you have that tiny little rake so you can like rake the stone pit? It's a mini one of those that they dip into ink. and then scrape into your face.
Yours look great.
I thought best way to get that done was to be rudely hungover. I was so hungover, I had sex with my ex-boyfriend. I was hungover.
I've been there, hungover and had sex with your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
With mom's ex-boyfriend.
How is Peter, by the way?
Great. Married.
All right, we have to take a quick little break, and then we're going to come back and dive into some emails because we have some really good ones.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, we're back. Is not the email account that I want.
Not the email account you're looking for.
I actually want to talk about a really important one. Good. Because this one comes with a lot of information.
You know what? I feel like the second half of our episodes are dedicated to getting as many fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And next week's episode might have to be just emails because people sent us some really great ones. Ooh. I'm not joking. I read them and I sobbed in bed last night. I was like, people are so nice.
Yeah,
I want to hear. Okay, this one is entitled My Corona. It is from Chris. He says, hello, Allison, Tom, and...
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Maud. Initially, this email was supposed to be sent a week ago, and it was just going to be a quick thank you for the years of laughter, news, and science. But then this whole coronavirus COVID-19 thing happened, and as with most people, my world got a bit of crazy.
Mm.
Real quick, can we make a vote? Coronavirus or COVID-19?
I've been calling it COVID. Okay. COVID-19, COVID.
I've been calling it coronavirus.
Yeah.
Corona. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think they used COVID-19 to A, have like a technical term for it, but B, to kind of release corona from being like a...
Well, because negative. COVID stands for coronavirus disease 19 because it started in 2019.
Oh.
Yeah. And,
there are other coronaviruses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is just a specific one.
Yeah. Right. And they like the fact that it says 19 in there because that's when Trump realized that it was a problem and he didn't act on it.
And I think technically we weren't told until New Year's Day of 2020, but maybe it was New Year's Eve.
We're not in the government.
True. You know what it is not?
What?
The Chinese disease.
Yes.
That thing drives me fucking insane.
Someone even blamed, someone in the government blamed China on the swine flu, which originated in America eating pigs.
Yeah.
Swine flu.
Yep.
He was like, oh, yeah, all these diseases come because the Chinese like to eat bats and they like to eat like all these animals. And he's like listed the swine flu as an example. And I'm like, your ignorance is disgraceful. Your racism is apparent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to talk to a doctor right now. This is Chris.
Chris is a doctor?
As a surgeon.
Mm-hmm. Is he single?
I was going to ask for you.
As a surgeon, I am certainly not on the front lines dealing with this disease. But I have seen the steps that my hospital and other hospitals across the country are taking to prepare for the coming months.
That's the best flex ever.
Yes.
As a surgeon, I don't really come in contact with it. I'm too busy saving lives. I'm
too busy cutting people's open. And
Chris, you're great. I've had a wine.
I've tried and struggled to figure out how to put this experience into words to explain to my friends and family outside the healthcare field. But then I opened up my podcast app yesterday and listened to an episode of Behind the Knife, which explained it much better than I ever could. Behind the Knife, just so you know, is a mod.
Sorry, this is so cute.
I'm talking about something important and you're taking pictures of your dog.
Oh, you're assuming that I can't do more than one thing at once.
That is true, I am.
So what did it say?
Well, I am adding in Behind the Knife is a medical podcast and I actually listened to this episode this morning because of what Chris says. So I'll fill you in on that stuff. As I wrote in a prior email, the half hour happy hour was one of the things that kept me sane through my surgical residency. Behind the Knife is the other podcast I listen to on a weekly basis, and it helped me keep up with developments in the surgery world and helped me prepare for tests. He says, I have no affiliation with Behind the Knife other than being a fan for several years and owe them many thanks for a big boost in my exam scores between my second and third year of residency.
Nice.
You will know if you go and listen to this Behind the Knife episode, which I highly recommend. It is one very dry and it is very inside baseball.
You're not selling this to me.
No, I mean, it is incredibly intelligent and gives you a lot of information. But my God, if I didn't watch 15 right. seasons of Grey's Anatomy, I don't think I'd have a clue of what they're talking about.
Now you're an expert.
they kept referring to things as PPE, which by the end of the episode, I was like, I feel like that must stand for personal protection equipment.
Oh, that's good. Is it?
Because they kept referring, I don't know. I still don't know.
I'll Google
it. I like it.
Yeah, look up what PPE means in hospitals. Because they were using it in reference to like the masks that surgeons have to wear.
Personal protective equipment.
Protective equipment.
What do you think it was?
I said protection, but protective.
I'll give it to you. That's good.
Great. I'm glad I deduced that correctly. Okay. This particular episode would probably have a wider appeal than many of their other episodes as it gets into how hospitals and particularly surgery departments are preparing. Elective cases are canceled indefinitely at many institutions and dealing with, PPE. He says it here, personal protective equipment shortages. Hey. So there are international back orders for masks and gowns and there's equipment being stolen from hospitals. So like the first guest that they have on this podcast is this woman who, she explains like, you know, when all of this was coming out, her hospital had a plan and it was like putting off elective surgeries for the indefinite future. And she was like, I was getting all my cancer patients in first so we could help like people with very serious cases before the hospital gets overwhelmed with COVID patients. And then she does this podcast and she's like, and then this morning we got to work and we realized someone had broken in and stolen so much of our masks and gloves. And she's like, we have to come up with a whole new plan.
Why would you steal from the hospital? That is the lowest.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Well, and the other thing is because
I hope they get COVID.
a lot of this equipment, or the masks and gloves and gowns and things like that, comes from China. And China they haven't been able to produce as much because, you know, such a large percentage of the population has been sick. Yeah. So that's why they're not getting the shipments they normally get.
Jeez.
Okay. It also brings up points that I'm sure many people, including those of us in healthcare, have not considered with all of the focus on COVID-19. What is it going to mean for cancer patients? How do we choose who gets urgent emergent surgery as resources get incredibly limited? How many small hospitals are going to go bankrupt from this? It's like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
They also talk with an infectious disease specialist who gets into the issues with testing, controlling spread, and the question of immunity after exposure. So this is the immunity thing that I was talking about. Yeah.
Yes.
Overall, I found it fascinating and terrifying to hear. So if you find yourself stuck at home and you're interested in hearing a take on this that is not hyped up for ratings, like most things you can see on TV or read online, I highly recommend checking out this podcast. I literally searched Behind the Knife podcast and it was the first thing that popped up. It's like, it just says COVID-19.
You know what though? When a surgeon's terrified...
Yeah,
maybe,
I know.
Maybe it's a warning.
Here we go. Finally, the reason I wanted to email in the first place. Thanks
because
again.
Yes, Maud, I am single.
Yeah. And how tall is he? How tall?
Here's my profile.
There we go. He says, thanks again for all the laughs. I'm sad I won't have my weekly source of humor to listen to as I drive to and from the hospital in the coming weeks, but I'm happy for you all and what this means for your careers. Stay safe and best of luck in your future endeavors, Chris.
Chris, Zelda needs a dad.
Oh, listen, this email account will still be open. Chris, you can absolutely email us and fill us in.
His last name is
on your marital status.
Somewhere we can do a deep dive online if his last name is there.
Oh, yeah, his last name.
I'll look it up.
I avoid reading people's last
names. I know, of course, I know. But after, I'll look it up.
Absolutely.
No, I'm going to do it.
I'm joking.
I'm doing it.
It's the Corona talking.
It's the Corona talking.
It's the white wine talking.
Maud did finish her glass of wine probably within the first 10 minutes of
why the yeah day. I was like
more.
Oh I'm
there is more
no but like no, Allison I drank I too fast taking,
yeah. Okay oh my
it's
god
the end of the world.
All right, I'm just gonna plow through some emails if that's okay because we have so many and I
do
apologize.
We want to share the email
do we want
distribution
what? Do we want to share the email
you mean
distribution?
Like have
I don't know what you
go
mean
ahead,
oh yeah absolutely
phone. I'm not touching her phone
do it
oh I don't have it on my phone.
Okay. Well, next for
please, Allison UK. Continue.
All right. Fine.
I want to touch your germy phone.
Okay. This is from.
I wipe mine down. I wipe my phone down, and everyone should wipe their phones down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, everyone should just assume they have it and stay inside.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Tatiana. You remember Tatiana?
Tatiana. Yes. Yeah. Of course.
Long-time listener. It's entitled "Fave Memories." Hey, HHHLN crew.
Hi, Tatiana.
Hi, Maud.
Is she single?
She's single. Nice. Is she? Wait, I feel like we know
she's
this.
She's a single
Tatiana.
Male doctor, 6 foot. Yeah, three.
I'm not that shallow.
No, she's come to the shows
it's
with
the
boyfriend
end of the world, and I have perfectly good ovaries. That's all.
Prove
here
it.
We go. Apologies to Maud. Apologies to Maud as my two favorite memories, unfortunately, are from the olden days.
Hey, that's okay. I'll pour myself another wine.
First was the year WonderCon was in LA, and you guys did a panel with friend of the show, Jerry Trainor. Do you remember that? That was an insane show.
Jerry
was in rare fucking form that night.
Anyways, moving on.
What made that panel great, though, was not only did you guys bring adult beverages, but so did multiple audience members, including myself. I totally remember that. Yeah. We were so impressed with how many people snuck flasks into WonderCon for our show.
Why don't we have a Zoom half hour?
We can't invite enough people.
Oh, it's an invite message. Gotcha. Yeah. Everyone, just think of us when it's happy hour.
Yeah. I wonder if any other panels were as cool as that one, but doubt it.
Yeah.
In fact, all my favorite memories with you guys involve drinking. One would say you guys were super popular at drinking events. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Nothing like drinking a beer made by your fave podcast while you listen to a live recording of your favorite podcast. I'm going to miss all the stories that trail on tangents, Aristotle looking up facts, Maud's puns, and much more. Forever a fan, Tatiana.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thanks, Tatiana. Yeah. What was our beer called again? Do you remember?
What was it called?
What was the...
Oh, yeah, super popular drinking beer.
Good call.
You're like the guy that's super popular at beer. Bodie McBoatface.
Yes. Bodie McBoatface is the best name for a boat.
It is.
Maud is the best name for a boat.
Maud.
Because you would say Maud. Moored? M-O-O-R-E-D. When you moor a boat.
Oh, you moored a boat.
Maud. Best name for a boat.
Yeah, I'll take it.
There's a drag queen in Australia and her name is Maud Boat.
Oh, wow.
And I love her.
That's great.
All right. This is from Jane. And it is entitled, Please Don't Go.
Jane.
I know. Hello to Tom, all the nicknames Kryeski, Allison Space, Hey Slip, and Punalicious Nerdalicious Maud.
Hi, Jane.
And a special hello to Podcat. You're the best Podcat ever.
Yeah, he is.
Who is now also my dog's stepdad, She has this sedated and pleasure look on her face, and she has this whole time.
I have to move over here because I'm
you're getting in the sun.
I'm in the sun and I'm sweating. All right.
You want my jacket?
No. What?
I'm sweating. Take my jacket. Chivalry, guys.
Yeah. I am so gutted that the podcast is ending. You have helped me through every Monday for so many years. What am I going to do without you guys? I am super glad to hear you're all doing so well, and I hope you continue to update us with your stories and antics somehow. Thank you for so many fabulous episodes or additions, if you're Alex. Thank you for nerd stories, one-sentence stories, and puns. I have loved them all.
Thanks, Jane.
My favorite episode was Elmore the Stealthy Stabber.
Oh, my gosh. Elmore.
Such a D&D-filled episode. I was in nerd heaven. Loved hearing about JoJo Allison's halfling paladin wrecking people at the knees. Maud's character, Lanka, asking Joe Manganiello's character, Archon, if he wanted to take a tumble. Guys.
Background noises was just providing shade for our talent.
Thank you. and then Maud getting Tom to create a character there on the spot, and thus Elmore the Stealthy
Watch
Stabber.
Watch Dungeons and Flagons. That's exactly what it is. Dungeons it's so flagons. Legit. I'm going to try and do an online one if we are in DEF CON 5.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Good use of the bandwidth, the internet bandwidth.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Loved every
pay per second of internet soon.
Loved every Drunksmiths too, so much content. And listening to Allison be less coherent and more sleepy towards the end was adorable.
Oh, boy.
Classic. Love you guys. All the best, Jane.
Thanks, Jane, for paying attention all these years. And
I love that she's totally about the fantasy realm as well. It sounds like we'd get along. We should get a drink one day, Jane. Not actually cracking onto you. Legitimate with that one. Yeah. Could be cracking onto you, though.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
It's our second last ep. I'm going to get a little flirty with everyone.
Yeah. Do it, girl. Shoot your shot. Girl, shoot your shot.
Yeah, come on.
Shoot your virus immunity shot.
Shoot your immunity shot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot your vitamins.
Shoot your vitamins, girl.
Shoot your vitamins.
All right. Hi from Michael, first-time emailer. Thanks for the laughs and memories.
Sorry, what was their name?
Michael.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Hi, Michael.
I'm getting there. Hi, Allison, Hayslip, and Super Volcano. Pauses.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Maud. I'm a longtime listener and first-time emailer to the podcast.
Woo!
I'm not an alcohol drinker, but I love all the entertaining stories, news, and emails every week.
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
These episodes make my weekday commute from Anaheim to Glendale a lot more bearable.
Relatable, Allison?
That's a commute.
Yeah, it is.
My favorite memory was the funniest story told by Allison. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't want to read this.
Just read it. Yeah.
I told this on the podcast?
Read it.
Yeah, let Maud read it.
Do you want to read it?
Hell yeah, I do.
Let Maud read it.
There you go. You can read it.
Maud boat.
My favorite memory was the funniest story told by Allison. It was her incident at a bar when she was detoxing with healthy food and stunk up the bar.
she did.
To the point where someone thought a stink bomb was unleashed in the bar.
Yep.
I've never laughed so hard in my life after hearing that story. Best of luck with all your future endeavors. Forever a fan, Michael. P.S. I'm a huge fan of the late attack of the show.
Yeah, that happened, you guys.
I do remember that story. And
I did tell that on the podcast.
I love that you are
so
open about
things. That was BM for sure.
What?
That was BM.
Oh, before you.
I would have remembered that.
No, I was doing this like crazy, like.
You just dropping butt, were you?
I just like, it made me so gassy and we were at this bar and I just like.
You just got to go.
It just came out and then it was so bad.
Did it happen accidentally? I need details.
I mean, yeah, it was accidental for sure, but I didn't know it was going to smell like that. And me and my friends are standing around just like, and they smell
it. Did you say who it was?
No. I was about to take credit until my one friend was like, I think someone dropped a stink bomb. And everyone else was like, oh my God, that's exactly what it is. And they knew the owner or the manager of the bar and they called him over to tell him about it. And they like cleared the area and had like someone come over and mop up in the area. There was no stink bomb. There was nothing to mop up. It was just odor.
Guys,
that's what
this is why detoxing is not.
It escalated so fast that I was like, I can't say anything now.
Did you just get out of there?
I mean, no. I stayed and had a drink and was a normal person.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Some people can handle like, you know, how the body works and some people really can't. And I'd like to know what the appropriate course of action is because I have tried to protect someone from a bad drop that someone made.
Yeah.
Only to escort this friend to another location for them to tell me that it was them. I'll save you. Let's get out of here. That's awful. Let's get you to a better place.
Yeah.
It was them.
Yeah, I mean, I normally, to be fair, it's not like I'm in that situation often where a fart comes out and it's a situation. But yeah, when a fart comes out and it smells like, you immediately know it's so bad. I feel like I'd be like, oh God, sorry. But it just took off. And I was like, I can't. I need to let people believe what they're going to believe.
If they're giving you the out, you take the out.
Yeah.
Year four camp.
Mm-hmm.
I coughed.
How are we doing on time?
Wait, I think we can hear Maud's rest of her story because now she's about to bring something up.
Year nine camp.
We can hear it.
Deathly quiet. I coughed.
Oh no.
I farted louder.
Oh no.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
That's great.
Good job, girl.
Everyone looked behind me. I was like, that was not me. Vehemently denied it, guys. Doesn't work.
Doesn't
you just
work.
Totally farted. No, I didn't.
That was not me.
Like that night.
Someone so pretty
everyone
could
knows
never
that
do
you
that.
Farted. And I was like, I guarantee you I did not do it. I just denied it until I was blue in the face.
That's hilarious.
While everyone else is blue in the face.
Amazing. All right, I think we wrap this one up and next week we'll just
emails.
Baby.
Oh, wait. Something very important we didn't talk about.
Yikes.
The live show, we've already posted this on Twitter, but the live show is officially canceled, you guys. Every bar in Los Angeles is closed, so we literally cannot have a live show.
Yeah.
Not to mention that we're not allowed to like gather people more than 10, people at a time.
As far as everything goes in this particular time in life, us not doing a live show is the least of everyone's worries.
We are
still intending to do like a special final episode. I guess we should just
Unless America goes into lockdown.
Yes. So we're, you know, this episode clearly is coming out the week you're listening to it and we'll have recorded next week's episode, which brings it to the end of the month. But we want to do one for the first week of April because that's technically when we started the podcast five years ago. Assuming we can still meet in someone's house to record this, that is what we will do. But
it could be likely that shit hits the fan though.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't leave our houses unless it's for essentials.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So we're going to...
Like even this in this particular time is a little touchy.
Well, I mean, technically not according to like mandates or anything like that. This is fine. Like, but yeah.
For decency.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Like we had to have a conversation before, like if anyone's not feeling great.
Yeah.
And Aristotle has not taken his hand off his face this entire time while putting his hoodie over his mouth.
You know, it was one of the things that as good. I'm like panicking every night, I am sort of like the silver lining of deciding to end the podcast when we're deciding it. If we hadn't decided to end it, we'd I would be so anyway. Stressed out about how would we get these episodes out.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's the end of the world, but we still have to entertain everyone.
Anyway, that is our intent. Of course, we have to take things a day at a time these days. So just know that that's what we're hoping to be able to give you guys. All right. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
And thank you, Tom, wearing all the winter clothes, Gryevsky.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week. Starburns Avenue,
a podcast network.